This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. It's shaping up to be a battle between the progressive and conservative branches of the state's Democratic Party as two longtime congressmen hope to succeed John Kerry in the U.S. Senate. Stephen Lynch formally launched his bid on Thursday. Ed Markey kicked off his campaign at stops across the state yesterday. WBUR's Steve Brown covered the event in Malden, where Markey greeted the crowd in his hometown.
My name is Ed Markey, and I am running for the United States Senate.
In a packed gymnasium at the Malden Y, Ed Markey really didn't need to introduce himself to the assembled crowd. He's represented them in Congress since 1976, reelected over the years with little or just token opposition. But with a sprint to the special Senate primary in April and a challenge from a more conservative Democrat, Markey was quick to stake out his liberal bona fides.
I am running for the United States Senate to put the American dream within the reach of all residents of Massachusetts, to fight for a future that is full of opportunity and new possibilities for all of our people. From Pittsfield to Provincetown, from Newburyport to New Bedford, I am running to move President Obama's agenda forward here and in the United States of America.
Specifically, Markey says he wants to fight the NRA to ban deadly weapons and end what he called corporate giveaways to big oil companies. And he issued a veiled jab at his pro-life primary opponent, Stephen Lynch.
Republican extremists are trying to restrict women's rights and health care choices. I am standing up for a woman's right to choose.
Markey also said he was proud to have supported the Affordable Care Act, but didn't point out to his supporters that Lynch voted against the controversial measure known as Obamacare. Until recently, many political observers believed Markey and Lynch would be vying for the right to challenge former Republican Senator Scott Brown this coming June. But on Friday, Brown announced he won't be running in the special election, a move that has the GOP scrambling to find a candidate. Markey says Brown's decision not to run has no bearing on his plans for the campaign.
Not for me. My intention has always been to campaign for every vote, to do so in every community in the state, and my plan remains unchanged. I'm going to go to every community and discuss the issues which I think are most important and to earn the votes of every person within the state.
One of Markey's biggest challenges will be to become known beyond his district, although Lynch faces the same challenge. Critics say Markey is a creature of Washington and out of touch with the folks back home. But supporters, including State Senator Catherine Clark of Melrose, disagree.
He has such strong roots in our communities, and I think he's been just an exemplary representative for Massachusetts and for our district. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that the state knows how wonderful he is and that he's our next U.S. Senator.
Clark isn't ruling out her own run for Congress should Markey be elevated to the Senate. Neither is Middlesex County Sheriff Peter Katusian, who says Markey would bring a real feel for Massachusetts to the Senate.
I've been down in Washington, D.C. with Ed Markey, and he is working the Capitol building, and everyone knows Ed Markey, and everyone knows how much he cares about Massachusetts. It's apparent. He wears it on his sleeve. He doesn't need to wear a button.
Democrats vow not to be caught flat-footed this June as they were back in 2010, when Scott Brown surprised nearly everyone with a win over Martha Coakley to serve out the term for the late Ted Kennedy. After the rally, supporters headed out with clipboards determined to gather signatures and spread the word about Ed Markey. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.